Reformed Church.
It's awesome not to get caught up in stuff and just believe the truth, right? In old doctrine and old stuff and men's ways of explaining things, right? Let's just know the truth. Get rid of all the junk and let me just tell me the truth, right? Just tell me the truth. Isn't that true, though? Isn't that what people want? Like, I didn't even recognize it years ago. That's all I wanted, though. I was saved in a church, but I felt like I wasn't really hearing really everything that I wanted to hear, right? I knew the Lord there. I heard something right because I was saved and I loved the Lord there, right? But it wasn't everything that I wanted. And then we changed and went to a different church for years and I got more of what I wanted, right? And today now, I got my hands all in it now. I don't care if it contradicts something that I had in my brain from before. I don't value the words of men. I value the word of God. So if a good preacher said something wrong, I don't hold it against the preacher. I'm just going to leave the bad stuff and I'm going to take the good and I'm going to keep just staying here with my hands in the good. Just letting it get into my brain and into my heart, right? I don't get caught up in trying to disrespect past ministries that showed me the truth. Thank God we've had what we had and we know what we know, right? Thank God that the church has grown to the understanding that it has today, but there's much more for us to straighten out, right? So that we can be single-minded about Jesus Christ. Single-minded about Jesus Christ and do away with all the fluff. Do away with all the fluff, right? Cut away all the garbage and just be left with the pure gospel. He says, they'll know my name. They'll know that I'm he that does speak. Look at what he says. Behold, my God. He said, behold, it is I. That's me talking to you. That's me. I'm the God that speaks, right? He said, it's easy for you to hear from me. Just listen. Listening is not hard. Just open your heart to the gospel. Open your heart. And I get it. We've been cheated and we've been stolen from by hearing bad stuff. We've dealt with people that have just taken our money, whatever that is. It don't matter. But that wasn't me, God is saying, though, right? That wasn't me. Don't judge me for the stupidity of men. That wasn't me. Listen, I never asked you to listen to men. I'm asking you to listen to me, he's saying. What am I saying to you? Oh, yeah, no, but I went to a church once and they took my last $100 and I didn't get the $1,000 that they probably, but that wasn't me, though. That wasn't me. What am I? Am I talking to you about $100? Am I talking to you about $100? I'm talking to you about Jesus Christ and him crucified so that you could live and have life abundantly. That's me. But then now say, Lord, what is the truth? That's what I want. I want to hear the truth. Nobody else's fault. I just want to hear the truth. Show me the truth. You know, it used to astound me, right? It used to astound me to see Mary and Martha confused about the gospel, confused about resurrection. And Jesus said, didn't I tell you, in the same conversation, in the same day, he said, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? And then they saw the glory of God. Therefore, they believed, otherwise they wouldn't have seen it, right? It's not hard. It's not hard. Just stay with it, right? God will correct your thinking. They were confused. They said, Lord, yeah, we believe in you. We believe that if you were here, my brother would not have died. Therefore, they believed that he could heal the sick. But they didn't believe that he could raise the dead ahead of that day. So he just straightened their mind. I am the resurrection and the life. That's me. It's me that's standing here in front of you. You wanted to see the Father, it's me. To Philip, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. He said, it would suffice to us if you just show us, let me see my Father. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen your Father, right? I am the resurrection. I know you believe, we all believe in resurrection because we know that we will live on forever, right? But he's saying you to all that he's saying and straightening out, he's just tweaking like this a little bit to you today. He's saying, I am the resurrection in you right now. The eternal life that I gave you is that life. Did you think it was another one? Right? It's the same life. It's the same life. The same life. The same life that gave life to the lame man's legs. The same life that rose Lazarus from the grave, the same life that will give life to this world is the same life that's right there on the inside of you right now. And it's okay, you didn't believe it before, that's fine. You didn't know, you were confused. So then hear it now and receive it now then. It's not too late, who cares? Today is the day, right? Today is that day. It's like, you know, God is pleased with your mind, a mind that has received the Lord. He's pleased with you and the stuff that's in your mind. And you say, but Lord, but there's a lot of other stuff. Yeah, the Lord knows that the old stuff is in there, but he also knows it's old and it's passed away and it's outdated, right? It's old. It's old. Even if you still take some little pleasure in it, it's still old. You're liking old stuff, right? Stuff that's rotting in this world. You're liking that. And sooner or later, you're going to keep looking at that which is good, that is eternal, that never changes, that stays fresh and good in your mind all the time. And you're going to look at that stuff and you're going to realize it stinks. It's like it's been sitting there. It's stale. It stinks. It's old. Throw it out. You got that junk rotting in your mind. Throw it out. It's no good anymore. Right? I don't know how many of you go into your fridge and see stuff rotting and you're like, I wonder if I should taste that. Right? Maybe, you know, maybe you're like me a little bit and you used to be like, you know what? I could always cut that off and eat the rest. But now you don't have to think like that. Now be like, you know what? Just let's get new. Let's just get new. Throw the old out and just get new. It's not worth, right, the contamination of your brain, right, to think on stupid stuff. Just throw it out. It's no good. But the coloring is okay. I mean, the cheese still looks orange. It does have a little white and gray over here, but it still looks orange. No, don't let the looks deceive you. It's rotten on the inside. Just get rid of it. Get rid of the old junk and get a nice new slab of good and eat it all, right? Eat it all. Stay with the good. Stay with that which is fresh, the gospel, that which is good, that which gives you life, not with the old stuff that makes you sick. Thank you, Jesus. As it is written, and this is where Isaiah 52 comes in, how beautiful are the feet, right? The minds of them, that mind that's been washed, that preach the gospel of peace, that bring good tidings of good things, right? That's the letters of Christ written on fleshly tablets, right? On fleshly hearts, right? In other words, the God will take and renew your mind. You would hear the good news about Jesus and old stuff would be taken out and it would be replaced with truth. See, when you come to church, you should expect to hear from God, right? You should expect that. And if you're not, you're in the wrong church. You're in the wrong place. You should get up and you should run, right? If what you're hearing is not the gospel, you should go. No questions asked. But I love it. They have really good coffee. You're in the wrong place. If you're not hearing from God, if you can't sit there and say, the Lord told me, right? What he reminded me about. He said, I will give you, John 14 says, the Lord, if we get time, we'll read it. He says, I'll give you my spirit. He said, and he'll remind you of all the things I've said. He's not going to speak on his own, right? But all that spirit in you is going to speak is what he gets from me. Why? Because it's his spirit, right? What he gets from me, he's going to speak. Verse 16 says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. You see what our obedience is? To the gospel, the good news. Isn't it awesome? Isn't it awesome that we get to obey good news? Instead of obeying like a law that would make men weep and cry and feel inferior and feel less than and would say, actually tell Moses actually at the time, we don't want to hear this anymore. We can't hear this anymore. And God said, I agree with them. If I was on that end, I wouldn't want to hear that either. But I have some good tidings of great joy that you will want to hear. Moses said, listen to him. Moses said that. He said, a prophet will come from among you. Listen to him. You don't want to listen to this. Fine, you're right. Listen to him. That's where the Lord is trying to drive you, right? Listen to him. And that's not burdensome. That's not burdensome. You'll want to hear it. Like our obedience is something we want to do. Our obedience is something we want to do, we like to do, we enjoy doing, listening to the good news. But when stuff doesn't sound like good news, that's why people don't stay in churches. That's why people say, you know what? I don't want to hear this anymore, right? Or if you just think that it's foolish. People that think it's foolish, they can't tolerate the gospel. You know what they say? They say stuff like this. It can't be that easy. It just sounds like a positive message. It can't be that easy. I'm gonna go back to the place where they overburden me with works so that I can feel like I'm doing something for God, right? But the Lord said, but that's not what I'm saying, right? That's not what I'm saying. It's so good to know, right, that our obedience, it says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? See, Isaiah, just like Jesus, just like we are today, it's the same way it's always been, right? You can, the multitudes that move like a mob, right, don't buy the gospel. You know why? Because it's not about the mob. It's about you and him. When you're led by the mob, right, you will go where the mob goes. See, I'm going to give you something that's totally opinion. The 5,000 that heard the gospel, I don't think all of them were fighting him in their minds. A lot of them just went because the other 4,000 went, right? They just go. They just follow the mob wherever the mob goes. The mob says there's some guy doing miracles. The mob goes to that there. When they hear something and they don't like it, right, then a few, they speak up. There's loud voices. The loud voices aren't always the multitude. The big mouths are the minority. But there's too many people that just follow the voice of the world, and they just go wherever the big mouths go, right? But you don't have to follow the big mouths. You just listen to him. And he will never lead you astray. He is prophesied and declared to only lead you into all truth. Only. That's all that the Spirit of God will ever do. Lead you into truth. But he has to lead you. He's not going to lead you and everybody else that you want to come with you at the same time. You don't have to take your security from the mob. Take your security from Jesus, right? If everybody else hates your guts, you have to be willing to say, that's okay. That's okay. If not, we would be preaching the same stuff we always had been, right? It's okay for everybody to say, we don't like what you're saying. Okay. That's fine. You know, I mean, what can you do? Nothing. Nothing. If there was something to do, God would have done it, right? And God doesn't do it. He just puts it out there. He just puts it out there. He says, do you like that? You should choose this, not that. And then people make the wrong choice and, okay, right? He gave them that will. He gave them the power to be able to say no, right? Thank God we believe him. Right? You don't follow the mob, you follow him. It feels really good when you go to bed and you close your eyes and you're like, yes, Lord, you know, I'm just following you, Jesus, right? You're the door, right? You're the door into everything that I'm coming into. Doesn't matter what the mob says, it's what you say, right? Doesn't matter what the mob says.
We hope you enjoyed this message from Reformed Church. If you have, please share this with someone else and help us get this uncommon truth out to the world. If you'd like to support this good news, you can do so at reformchurch.com/give. Also on our website, you can take advantage of our free messages, articles, and even full discipleship courses. Start reforming your mind now at reformchurch.com.